first in pads?
Actually, it wasn't so bad. I'm just embracing the transition, learning new things day by day, and just trying to apply the new things I learned to on the field. So.
Did you know you'd be doing these kind of things when they drafted you, or when did this kind of start?
I had some type of aspect of what they expected out of me, being that I could play fullback and have some route running ability with H-back as well. So, and I had a sense, but not to a certain degree.
What's been the toughest part of the transition?
The toughest part, getting the playbook down. It's not so much the playbook itself, it's just terminology. I mean, football is football, but you learn the terminology and communicate with players and just learn it from the vets and know what to expect and the defensive looks and the fronts, different things like that.
Did you catch as many we've seen you like running a lot of wheel routes and stuff like that. Did you line up much as a fullback? I mean, you were kind of all over the place at Mississippi State. How much did you line up as a fullback?
Initially at Mississippi State, no, I did not line up right at fullback. It was more tight end, wing, and slot. But like I said, coaches have been doing a great job at getting me ready and what to expect. So I've been practicing over the spring, you know, the first week when we had the rookie camp and stuff like that. So coach has been practicing me and getting me ready to what to expect.
In Oakland, the offensive coordinator had a lot of success with Marcel Reese throwing the ball out of the backfield. Is that a guy that you – studied him on film or anything like that?
Actually, to be honest with you, I haven't studied him personally, but I heard that comparison a lot. I'm just trying to get better day by day and work on my technique and work on my craft and just do a little different things, different, not the traditional fullback, but more as a finesse and just try different things to put my own savvy in it.
What's the difference between McCown and Manziel?
They're both great quarterbacks. I really can't say what's the difference in them. Obviously, Josh has more experience than Manziel, so yeah, he probably is more a little comfortable with the system, but they're both great quarterbacks.
Were you asked to block a lot at Mississippi State?
Yes, I was asked to block a lot. Football, you have to run the ball. So, yes, I had to block a lot, but like I said, my blocking was much different at tight end. More it was DNs, outside guys. Now they're asking me to fit inside. It was not a problem, though. It's just a different transition and different techniques.
Yes, I
feel like I do that well with my coach. He's giving me the great coaching and telling me the tricks of the trade of the game, and I'm just got to apply that to the field.
You were picked, what, sixth round?
Yeah, sixth round.
It's funny, you may get more time than some of these rookies on the team that drafted higher than you, but that just shows you how devalued fullback is to a certain extent.
Honestly, I don't worry about the time. I just worry about me personally trying to get better day by day, and I know that'll play itself out. We all have a great rookie class. We all working. Everybody's position is different, so I can't just compare my position to others' position. But I'm just trying to get better play by play and day by day.
When you were coming out of college, did you were a combine guy?
No, I did not go to combine.
Were you being looked at specifically as a tight end, or were they looking you like as an H-back?
Different systems looking for different things. Some places were looking at the tight end, some guys were looking at the fullback, some were looking at H-back. So depending on the system, they were looking at different places.
And I'm sorry, I'm sure you addressed this the day you were drafted, but was Cleveland interested in you? And
yes.
Did you get a sense what they wanted you to do?
Yes, Cleveland was interested in me, and it was a blessing, actually, because if I did not get drafted, Cleveland was one of my top teams for free agency, knowing the system they ran and what they expected out of me. So, yes, it was a blessing to get drafted by Cleveland.
Who came to see you? Did anyone come to see you from Cleveland, or did you have any workouts with them?
Pat Moore, he came to see me. I had a draft visit up here as well. So I knew they was interested in me. He kept letting me know they was interested, but I know the process, so, yeah.
Well, you always had good hands?
Say it again.
You always had good hands?
Yes, hands has been my strong point, yeah.
They
have been my strong point.
So. What were you at of high school? What were you recruited as?
Out of high school, I was a receiver. I went to Mississippi State as a receiver. I had a big frame. I went to college probably like 208. My red shirt year, I played receiver going into my true red shirt. After my red shirt year, going to that spring, Coach Mullen transferred me to the tight end, and so I've been playing tight end ever since.
Kind of receiving numbers you have in high school?
I had a pretty decent receiving number. We didn't throw the balls as much. We didn't have the spread offense, so it wasn't nothing off the wall, but I had pretty decent receiving numbers.
You like being part of that program, Mississippi State program?
Oh, it's a great program. I'm thankful for it. It trained me well. Hard working, blue collar program such as this. A lot of special teams. He praises special teams, which I know I have to do in this level, and I appreciate everything I learned from all my coaches.
Were you heavily recruited out of you were like around Tuscaloosa area?
Yeah, I was not heavily recruited out of high school. Honestly, I don't get too big and all that. I just feel like if I do my work, everything will fall in place. Mississippi State was my only D1 offer, and that I made the best of it.
Do you know Hanford Dixon?
Yes, I knew Anthony Dixon. Yes.
Hanford Dixon.
Yeah. No, sorry.
Oh, you don't? Well, he was a number one pick here in 81 from Mississippi State. I thought maybe there was a statue.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's all right.
Did you grow up an Alabama fan, being so close?
Yes, I did grow up as an Alabama fan. But as soon as I committed to Mississippi State, I lost all the love for Alabama. that's just my mentality because I knew how to play against them. So I felt like I put my pants on just as they does. And I just worked hard and never.
Are you aware of how much trouble they've had at this position here? They've really not been able to find a fullback for several years now.
Yeah, I mean, not initially. We watch film of guys, and I see multiple different guys, so I understand that the position was evolution last year. There was a lot of guys coming in and out, but I try not to let that get on my, like, build nervousness or nothing like that. I just do what I can do to the best of my ability, and everything will fall in place.
All set, guys?